We're speaking with Bob Funk today. What a special, awesome day we've had. The dedication of the new building, and man, it's just been an awesome day.
Well, thank you very much, and we're certainly proud of the new building for Oklahoma Youth Expo, and we hope that all the teachers and the 4-H leaders enjoy it as well, and we hope that they'll all continue to participate like they have been, and we're so proud of them for helping us to make this successful.
Well, you know, I grew up an ag kid, and it's so important these days. People don't necessarily understand the difference between, like, the ag kids and the non-ag kids and how important it is and all the things it teaches you.
Well, it teaches you work ethic and values. It's a combination of those two. Most kids will be successful no matter what they do with those two values. And so we're really proud of the fact that they have such a great work ethic. And I've had many companies come to me and tell me, I have never hired a rural kid that I didn't appreciate and didn't do a good job for me. So those values and that work ethic fulfills many of their ambitions in life to be successful.
Well, it's been a crazy year, right? And talk to a little bit about why it's so important for these kids to actually have a show to show these animals.
Well, the OYE show is the granddaddy of them all, and it's the world's largest junior livestock show. And so it's important for them that they come and want to compete to try and win some not only prize money, but scholarship money as well. And it is a culmination, if you will, of their experience and their work ethic and the hard work that they put in to make sure those animals are taken care of the very best they possibly can, and that they take care of themselves the best they possibly can for their future. They don't realize it, but their future is at stake, and by learning those values and that work ethic, it'll help them tremendously in their life, no matter what occupation they happen to obtain.
Well, and some people don't understand, animals do have an expiration date. So if you don't get to show them, you don't get the money or anything that goes with it.
Unfortunately, that's true. And we certainly are going to have the Junior Livestock Show this next year. We got cut short, and consequently, unfortunately, many of the young people didn't get their due reward for what they had worked on all year long. And we just cried over that issue because we wanted to help them so badly. And so this year we're going to make sure we have it.
And, of course, so many fine folks, your son, Celeste, saying great things about you. That has to make your heart happy.
Well, thank you. They're very generous with their words, I can tell you. But I do enjoy helping people, and that's been my ambition ever since I was a young kid, and I had a lot of help when I was a young person with my FFA instructor and my animals and working on a dairy farm since I was 14 years old. I really enjoyed the farming part, so as soon as we started making some extra cash with Express, I bought some more cows, and then I bought some more land. It's been going that way ever since.
That's the way it usually starts, isn't it? Well, Bob, it's a pleasure to know you. I'm so excited about this dedication, and I look forward to many, many more.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm very thankful for what OYE does for all these kids.